This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. About 200 girls from grades 7 to 12 gathered at Holy Cross School Tuesday for the Women in STEM AI and Innovation Conference. Created by Women and Girls in STEM, the event connects young Manitobans with leaders shaping the future of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. While there was some initial hesitation to ask questions, Divya Sharma, co-chair of Women and Girls in STEM, says that hesitation quickly disappeared as students lined up to eagerly ask their questions.
We've been planning this conference since about December and even a little bit earlier. And I think what today really meant for me was these young women and mentors, in a sense, and leaders in these fields coming together and really having that dialogue that I think was really necessary. And when we opened up the floor, originally we wanted to, you know, ask questions to the panelists ourselves. But what was really important about today, at least for me, was when all these young women came up to the stage and asked their questions.
Sharma says students came prepared, some with four or five questions, many of them focused on sexism, belonging, and barriers in male-dominated industries. She recalls a powerful moment when Manitoba's Minister of Advanced Education and Training addressed the crowd.
I remember when Minister Cable went up, and one of the questions she asked was, have you ever felt out of place just because you're a woman? And I remember seeing just pretty much everyone in the audience put their hand up. And that makes me very, very nervous because we live in the 21st century. You know, we've tried to move the agenda of women feeling like they belong so far ahead. Yet every single or majority of the women in this room, their hands went up.
Sharma says that response shows why visibility and safe spaces for discussion are still critical.
And I think that clearly shows the need for more conferences like this. And of course, the questions that followed were, well, have you ever felt like this? Have you ever felt like you couldn't see yourself in XYZ area? And I think that systemic issue, before even encountering technology and leadership, that particular issue of not feeling like you belong is something that makes me nervous. And I'm glad that we're addressing it in rooms like this.
For grade 11 student Katya Banman from Ecole Saint-Joachim, the conference helped ease the pressure of planning her future.
I feel a lot more confident in my future career paths and what I can do. I want to be a veterinarian, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be an author. It's everywhere.
Educators say exposure to leaders in STEM helps broaden students' perspectives and spark curiosity. Karine Pilote, principal of Ecole Saint-Joachim, says events like this opens doors.
I think we want our students to remember that, you know, they can do anything they want, open doors for them, and still be curious about discovering who they are and what they want to learn. So a day like today, you know, is a perfect example of being able to discover, ask questions, understand different paths that you can take in your own life, and have fun.
For rural students in particular, real-world role models can make a lasting impact, says Max Stance, a science teacher at Elm Creek School.
It's really great to come to these events because they're getting to see a lot more of the people who've succeeded in these areas. And, you know, we do have a couple really great local examples, but being a farming community, the emphasis sometimes lies in other places. So just getting to come here and see people who have, succeeded in these fields has really just been so great.
Artificial intelligence was a central focus of this year's conference. Sharman says as AI becomes more embedded in daily life, it's critical that women help shape its future.
AI isn't something that you sit out. AI doesn't create or generate truths. It repeats. It's a pattern recognition machine. So it repeats truths that have been experienced or have been put into the machine. So if women aren't participating in such an important tool like AI that is determining so many things around us, well, then what do we have? That's 50% of the population being underrepresented once again.
Tracy Gromnisky, Chief Product Officer and Partner at Mode 40, encourages students to think of AI beyond chatbots and image generators.
Anything, whether it's your Facebook or whether it's Excel or any other tool that's out there, there is that that logic in the back end that is driving, and that at its core is AI. It's just not the cool version that we know today that is generating images and generating content.
She adds that AI should be viewed as a tool and one that must be used responsibly.
people will do malicious things. And I think what's really important, especially coming here today and talking to students, is we have to start when kids are in school and educating them. Like I said when I was on stage, the right and the wrong. What is that going to do if I do that to the person on the receiving end of it? And if I build this, what is that going to turn into and look like forward? Not forward tomorrow, but forward long term.
Members of the Bioscience Association of Manitoba's Youth Enrichment Network also attended, encouraging students to embrace mentorship and exploration. Here is Nisha Ajamani.
Especially with the AI coming and you know, people have a lot of curiosity about AI and young minds especially, they know AI is there, but the right way to use it. So I think this kind of session actually gives an idea how to use different tools and ask questions like how it is going to affect the future generation.
Molly Crandall echoed her excitement, emphasizing the importance of fields like agriculture in Manitoba.
Yeah, it was really inspiring to hear how excited students are about science in general, but also about, there's so many questions about agriculture, and that's great for Manitoba because we really, that field is booming, and we always need people that are going into food science and are thinking about that, even the context of AI, how to make it better.
For Lena Reggie Salath, the event underscored the importance and power of representation.
It's definitely wonderful to be here today amongst other women leaders. And I think it's highly encouraging for the young students to be in such a space that they can come up and to aspire to become the different people that they meet today. And to be one among them is also highly encouraging and inspiring that we're doing something great for the world.
As the day wrapped up, Sharma left students with one final message.
Never feel like you don't belong because you do. We're as much as we're the 50% of the population, we also have that ability to make changes. We also have that ability to make impact. We also belong equally as the other 50% of the population.
Organizers say that in a room filled with future veterinarians, engineers, researchers, and entrepreneurs, one thing was clear. The future of STEM is not only open to young women, it's being built by them. You're listening to U Radio, where diverse voices connect. Stay tuned for more stories and insights that matter. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.